Democrats and Republicans throughout the state of Florida who fantasize about becoming a U.S. senator will now seriously contemplate a run after Jeb Bush announced today that he will not run for Senate in 2010 to replace the retiring Mel Martinez. Bush made the announcement today in a press release, saying now is not the right time to return to elected office. After the former governor said he was considering running for the seat last month, most political analysts said the seat was his for the taking, despite criticism from several Democrats who said he was vulnerable in education and other programs during his 8 years in office. But in sounding like a spokesman for the National Republican Party today, Bush said that in the coming months and years, he hopes to play a constructive role in the future of the GOP. He said, quote, "We must rebuild the party by focusing on the common purposes and core conservative principles that unite us all, limited government, a strong national defense, and a safe homeland." Bob Buckhorn is a Democratic Party political consultant and an analyst for Bay News 9. He said he was stunned by the news.
I was assuming that former Governor Bush would be a candidate, and if he was so, would be the proverbial 900-pound gorilla in the race. I mean, he obviously closed out and froze out virtually everybody else on both sides of the aisle in terms of their decision-making process. Yes, and they were assuming that he was going to get in, and that if he got in, he would be very difficult to beat. Clearly, his decision now to opt out of the race makes it a wide-open field. On the Republican side, I think you'll see Marco Rubio look at the race. I think you'll see the current Attorney General, Bill McCollum, take a look at the race, as well as some others that may not be as well-known. On the Democratic side, I think Alex Sink would be the heaviest hitter that is speculated upon. I think she would be very, very formidable against anybody on the Republican side. And I think she probably will be giving this an awful lot of thought and hopefully will take a good hard look at it and consider her options accordingly.
Well, let's stay on that. We've heard Alex Sink, who right before Mel Martinez stepped down, she was about to announce that she was not going to run against him. Now we'll wait and see. Some people say she, being the chief financial officer, more of an executive type, that the governor would be a natural position for her to run. She has no intentions of doing that in 2010 against Charlie Crist, of course. But then if she doesn't, right now when the coals are kind of hot, as it were, as you mentioned, probably the leading Democrat in the state, do you think she wants to go to Washington and be a senator?
Well, I think a lot has changed in the last 3 months. I think with the election of Senator Obama to president, with a Democratic majority, with a supportive administration, makes that job an awful lot more attractive than it was in September or in August. I think Alex Sink would like to be the governor, and I'm saying this not based on any conversation with Alex, but I think that had been her game plan all along, was to allow Charlie Crist to run for a second term and then run for the open seat in 2012, and I think she would have gone in as the front runner. But as we all know in politics, timing is everything, and there are oftentimes unexpected announcements like Senator Martinez's that open up seats that weren't anticipated to be available, and I think Alex would be well advised to take a good hard look at the seat. My personal opinion is that she would be a great senator. I think she is the prototype Democrat to win in a purple state like Florida. She comes in with CEO experience, and that is important, particularly in this current environment in which we're living. She's a woman. She appeals to conservative Democrats and to Republicans, as she proved in her run for the CFO. So I think she would be the type of Democrat that the Republicans would find very difficult to either pigeonhole as a left-wing liberal Democrat, or to run an effective campaign against.
And looking at 2012, Jeb Bush not going to run, of course, in 2010 now. Nobody thinks that his political career is certainly over at this juncture. Can you see him running for president in either 2012 or 2016?
I could see it. There are those who would say that he was the far brighter, far more productive, far more politically astute brother in the Bush family. I think he will spend the next couple years trying to reshape the face of the Republican Party, and I think will come into 2012 as one of the people that will be talked about and touted within Republican circles as the one person who could win either against Obama or run for the seat against Obama in anticipation of running again in 2016, where he would go in as the clear front runner. So, you know, Jeb, I don't think Jeb is done with politics by a long stretch. I think he's going to give the Bush brand a time to heal, because clearly the Bush brand is about as popular right now as the Ebola virus. And so he'll go make money. He'll go build his relationships all over the country with Republican fundraisers that he doesn't have currently. And I think he'll prepare himself to take a look at it in either 4 years or 8 years.